Ultimately, I hitchhiked from London to India. It took about 6 months. And when I came to India, in New Delhi, there happened to be the first, I think in history, international yoga conference. There were about 800 yogis and rishis there, and it took several years to organize. A Christian man named Christopher Hill, who was a yogi, he spent so much, all of his money and years trying to make this event. And there I met several Himalayan yogis, Swami Rama, Swami Satchidananda, Jay Krishnamurti, and many, many others. And when the conference ended, I was all alone. I came to Rishikesh. And in 1970, Rishikesh looked very different. There were no restaurants or bakeries or any of these things. And there was not that many ashrams either. It was a very quiet, secluded place, extremely quiet. There was no sound systems. I went to the Divine Life Mission of Swami Shivananda, and I spent nice time with Swami Chidananda Saraswati, who was then, he just passed away a few years ago. He was the acharya and president, successor of Swami Shivananda. And then I crossed the Ganga and came just a few minutes' walk from where we are now. It was south of here, and there was nothing around. On one mountain, a distance away, was the place of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. On another side was the Paramartha Niketan, where we are. But then, where I was sitting on the bank of the Ganges, was totally quiet and secluded. And looking across the river, I saw there was nothing there except forest. And there would always be a few yogis sitting and meditating. My first day, I sat in meditation and prayer for several hours. And then a holy man wearing robes with long gray beard and hair came out of the forest and was walking in my direction. His robes were flapping in the breeze from Mother Ganga. He walked right up to me. I stood up to greet him. His first words, he said, "You do not know who I am, but I know you. I have been watching you, and I see your determination. Now take off your Western clothes and offer them in Mother Ganga, and I will give you the robes of a sadhu." I asked him, "What is a sadhu?" First time I heard the word. He said, "A sadhu is a homeless wanderer who's seeking spiritual truth." And I was thinking, well, that sounds like what I am. So I had gray jeans and a gray turtleneck shirt with stripes. That was the only set of clothes I had, because while I was in Afghanistan, in Kabul, someone was chasing after me and I had to run away and I didn't have time to pick up my clothes. When you only have one set of clothes and you're wearing those clothes for several months, it really becomes a part of your identity. I didn't realize how attached I was to them until I was asked to put them in the river. It was like I was asked to adopt a whole new identity. Isn't it interesting how we become so attached to our identity on the basis of external things? The Gita says, "Vasamsijyanani yatabhihaya," that this body is also a set of clothes. It's the Atma, the soul within the body, that's actually wearing these clothes. But according to the set of clothes that we have such a sense of identity. I'm black or white, white or red or yellow. I'm Eastern or Western, I'm male or female. And we build our whole life around this sense of what we're wearing. So I took off my jeans and placed them. And at that time, the Ganga, she was flowing very strong where I was sitting. Gone forever. Then I took off my shirt. Gone forever. And I was standing there. Now this was in the end of December, so it was very cold. I was standing in my underpants, but he didn't give me the sadhu clothes. He was just holding and looking at me. And, I was hoping he'd give them to me because I had no money to buy any clothes. And he said, give up your underpants. Put them in the Ganga. This was becoming serious renunciation. From the Gita's perspective, our outer clothes is like our body and our senses, and our underwear is like our mind. It's like a type of clothes we wear that aren't seen by many people. And I remember thinking, because in those days there was no importing, exporting much in India, I was thinking there's probably not another set of underpants available for 5,000 miles. And he had these two strips. He called it a copan. Just two strips of cloth. And he had me tie one around my waist, and then he had me loop up the other one over the other to wrap it around. And he said, now you have this, give up your Western underpants. So I took them off and said a prayer. Mother Ganga, this is the end of my identity for everything I've known in my life so far. They were gone forever. Then he showed me how to put on the same clothes I'm wearing now, except only the two pieces. A chador around the upper part and a lungi around the lower part. And then he spoke very closely in my ear. The Ganga will become your mother. She will reveal this to you in time. He turned around and walked back into the forest. That was 44 years ago. To this day, I've never seen that man again.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.